This is the VOA Special English Education Report. A federal program in the United States called Reading First has received $1 billion a year for the past several years. The money has gone to school systems to get them to use scientifically based ways to teach reading. The goal is to help all children read at or above grade level by the end of third grade. The Bush administration's education law, the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001, established Reading First. Now the Department of Education has released findings from a study of the program. On average, teachers using it increased the time they taught reading skills like phonics and vocabulary. But the study also found, on average, little or no effect on test scores in reading comprehension. Government researchers say they are not sure how to explain the results. Critics call the program a failure and want Congress to end it. The program also came under attack after Education Department officials were accused of conflicts of interest with reading publishers. Congress cut the billion-dollar budget by almost two-thirds this year, but federal officials want to continue the program. The study did find improvements in some cases. The report examined the effects of Reading First grants in 17 school districts across 12 states and one statewide program. The findings are for 2004 to 2006. A final report with an additional year of research is expected early next year. Another new report listed the books read most often last year by students in American schools. The Renaissance Learning Company based the report on its reading programs used in many schools. Students read books and then take computer quizzes to see if they understood them. There are tests for more than 115,000 books. The book read most often by first graders was Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. In fourth grade, the top book was, not surprisingly, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing by Judy Blume. Three of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books were among the top 10 in grades 9 through 12. But the book read most often was To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. Others included John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, A Child Called It by Dave Pelzer, and Holes by Lewis Sacker. Also in the top 10 were Night by Elie Wiesel, The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton, and Twilight by Stephanie Meyer. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Steve Ember.